And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Bangladesh's Nobel Peace Prize-winning economist Muhammad Yunus was sworn in as the head of the country's caretaker government on Thursday, 3 days after Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina was forced to flee the country following violent protests. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
Yunus made an emotional return home to Bangladesh after weeks of student protests killed about 300 people. The 84-year-old arrived in Dhaka from Paris, where he'd been receiving medical treatment. Protesters had backed him to head the caretaker government, which is tasked with holding elections for a new leader. People in the capital, Dhaka, welcomed his appointment, hoping for a new era in Bangladeshi politics.
The example that the young generation has set of giving this country a rebirth, we are expecting that Yunus will be able to take it further to reconstruct our nation.
The economist, known as the banker to the poor, received the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize for founding a bank that pioneered the fight against poverty through small loans to needy borrowers.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. In the wake of a canceled pop concert as a result of a foiled attack, the UN warned of the heightened terrorism risk posed by ISIS-K at a Security Council meeting on Thursday.
ISIL-K has improved its financial and logistical capabilities in the past 6 months, including by tapping into Afghan and Central Asian diasporas for support.
UN Under Secretary General for Counterterrorism Vladimir Voronkov. The meeting came as the Islamic State was implicated in a Taylor Swift concert plot on Wednesday. Israeli forces stepped up airstrikes across the Gaza Strip on Thursday, killing at least 40 people, Palestinian medics said. This